It's easy to feel disconnected in these times when we're under orders to stay at home. But WFAE's Tommy Tomlinson says in today's On My Mind column that it's still important to reach out to groups you're a part of.
I am part of a fantasy football league that has been together for going on 30 years. I'm not going to say we are geeks. You will have to decide that for yourself. All I will say is that some of us have t-shirts with the names of our teams. And also, our league has not just a trophy, but a championship belt, like something Ric Flair would wear. I'm afraid I already know where you've fallen on the whole geek question. We see one another once a year at the draft, and we talk a little trash during the season. But when there's no football, we don't talk much. Until last week, when our commissioner sent out an email asking how everyone's coping with the virus. Scott is fixing up his deck. Randy's wife still has to go to work at Costco. Roger is catching up on comic books. Perry, who's worked from home for years, said he'd been social distancing all this time and didn't even know it. There was no earth-shattering news, which was just fine. The earth is shattered quite enough right now, thanks. It was just nice to catch up with the members of one of my tribes. We've all got tribes, groups we belong to, beyond our family and immediate friends. Maybe you have a book group, or play on a softball team, or belong to a Sunday school class. You're probably missing some of those folks, and they're probably missing you. It's easier to let those looser ties fall away when we're all so concerned right now about the people closest to us. But all those little groups give us something too, even if it's just a break from our daily troubles. And as you might have noticed, these days we've got a head-high stack of daily troubles. Not only that, small moments trigger bigger memories. Just a few emails from my fantasy football crowd, and I started laughing about all the terrible draft picks we've made over the years, like the time one of us meant to draft a kicker, but instead drafted a punter. For those of you not familiar with fantasy football, a punter doesn't do you any good. It was a stupid little thing to think about. Of course it was, because a fantasy football league has a collection of stupid little things. But it took my mind off the rest of the world for a few minutes. Go find your tribes and let them take you away.
Tommy Tomlinson's On My Mind column runs most days on WFAE and WFAE.org. It represents his opinion, not the opinion of WFAE. You can respond to this column in the comments section at WFAE.org. You can also email Tommy at ttomlinson@WFAE.org.